She'll stand up and give her testimony in just a second. And then she's holding Benjamin, then Alyssa, and Brianna is down there. Brianna's a redhead, and Alyssa's the blonde. And we are going to the country of Fiji, and what a blessing it is. You'll get to see about that in our video here in a few minutes. But what an awesome opportunity it is to serve God. I was saved at the age of 5, and you'll hear that in our video. But my parents are missionaries in Jamaica, so I got to grow up on the mission field. And was down there until I was about 16 years old. Of course, we were on and off the field some. But was down there until I was 16 years old. Came back to the States. My dad now works at BIMI at the home office there. And doing a great job there. And when he went back to work there, I was back home with them, of course. And started working a job there in town. And at 16, 17, when turned 18 years old, got out of high school. Dad said, I want you to go to Bible college for 1 year. And I said, okay, I don't know what God wants me to do, but I'll go to Bible college for 1 year, Dad. So I headed off to Bible college, but right before when I signed up for Bible college that summer, I went to a youth conference in Atlanta, Georgia, and I heard a message out of Ezekiel 22:30, where God's looking for a man to stand in the gap. I remember that preacher getting up. I remember him getting up at a youth conference and saying, open your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 22. And I thought, who preaches at a youth conference out of Ezekiel? That's what I thought. I've been to 100 of these things. And he got up and began preaching that. And all I remember was him talking about a man to stand in the gap, and the Lord began dealing with my heart about serving Him and surrendering my life over to Him. Of course, I was saved, but I never really surrendered my life to do what God wanted me to do. And I surrendered that night to do whatever God wanted me to do. I had no clue what it was. Went to Bible college and continued working in camp ministries. I was a camp director in Ohio for 3 years, and then I also worked at summer camps growing up. My wife's grandparents ran a summer camp, so I worked with them for many years and had a great time doing that. And then the Lord called us to be a youth pastor down in Georgia, and was down there for 6 years while I was serving as a youth pastor. The Lord began working on our hearts about the country of Fiji. You'll hear in the video about the Bible project that was done over there. I didn't get to personally go on that project, but I did get to help out with it financially. And the Lord began working on our hearts through that project to deal with the go to Fiji and to work with those people over there in that island nation. And at this time, Amanda, if you'll come up real quick and give your testimony, and then we will start the video. And for those ladies who are curious, we've known each other since we were about 5 years old. So,
as you said, my name's Amanda. I grew up in a Christian home, and as you said, my grandparents had a camp where we would go every summer to work or be there. And when I was 10 years old, they were having a family camp meeting. And at a young age, I had made a profession of faith, but I did it more because I knew that's what I was supposed to do. My sister had made a profession of faith, and I was just doing it because that's what I was supposed to do. And throughout the years, every time I would lay down and go to sleep at night, I would be scared that if I died that night, I would go to hell. But I started just praying these little prayers of, Lord, if I'm not saved, please save me. But I never truly felt like I was lost. I was the good girl. I always did everything that was right. So I never really realized I was a sinner myself, and that I needed to ask forgiveness for that. I was just scared about going to hell. And when I was about 10 years old at this family camp meeting, the Lord really started working on my heart, and I was scared to go forward. I was like, I'm the good girl. If I go forward, everybody's going to think, you know, that I'm wrong and that, you know, all these things about me. And I fought the Lord on it, and I prayed my little prayer that night, and I thought, well, maybe if I tell my sister, you know, that will be what's different. I just need to tell somebody I prayed this prayer. And I told her about it, and she told me, you know, I think you need to talk to an adult about this. And I got mad at her. But the next morning at the service, it was not anything about salvation, but it was just a, you know, teaching lesson on wisdom, I think, or something like that. And I remember the Lord just kept telling me, you need to go forward. You need to get saved. And I kept fighting Him about it. And they had an invitation, and I was still fighting the Lord. And I remember gripping the back of the pew, and would not let go. And I said, okay, Lord, if they sing one more song of invitation, I'll go forward. And in my mind, I'm thinking, they're not going to do that. I was like, no one's come forward the first, you know, verse. They're not going to sing a second one. And I was like, everybody's hungry. They want to go to lunch. And, of course, preacher up there, he goes, let's sing one more verse. And I let go of that pew and I ran down to the aisle, and a lady dealt with me there, and I remember just telling her, I can quote all these verses, just let me pray. I need to get saved today. And I got up from there, and my grandpa was still sitting up on the platform, and he had waited for me. Everybody else had been dismissed to go to lunch. And he looked at me, he said, Amanda, what'd you get? He said, you got something to tell me? And I looked at him just bawling and crying. And I said, I got saved. And I ran down the hill to the dining hall, and that's where all my friends were at. Robbie was one of those friends down there, and I remember running down there, and they were all kind of standing around asking, you know, what's going on? And I yelled at the top of my lungs, I got saved. And I've never once doubted since then. The Lord just really confirmed that day. It was like I had no doubts about where I was headed after that. And growing up with missionary friends, Robbie's sister was my best friend growing up. She was a missionary in Jamaica. And I would write letters to her all the time. And I always loved missionaries and always wanted to be a missionary. And when I was 12 years old, I surrendered to do whatever the Lord wanted me to do. And I remember telling him, I'll do whatever you want me to do, but I would love to be a missionary. And I kept that love for many years. And even working with the youth at our church, we were very much involved with missions at BIMI. And even at our church, just any time missionaries came through, we just tried to help with everything. And I thought, you know, that's what the Lord gave me, a love for missionaries so that I could be a help to missionaries. You know, at that point I thought, he hasn't called us to missions. But when the Lord laid Fiji on our heart, I was like, Lord, is this really what you want? Because it's something I would really love. And when he confirmed it in my heart, I was so excited that I finally got to be what I'd always wanted to be, was a missionary. So, okay.
12 years old, right?
Yes, sir. She was 12 years old.
How many 12?
12 years old.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah, wonderful. As long as you'll go ahead, we'll show the video.